Okay, call back.
Call back.
Call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Hello.
By this time we did, they can't really put into words how they feel.
Hello. Hey, Tori.
Hey, the echo's gone. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Hey, everybody, we're back. It was some echo going on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on.
It wasn't nothing but the devil.
That's all it was. But, you know, but now, thank you. We're back. Thank you so much. Tori D, you know, since there was kind of an echo going on, do you think that maybe we should reread the weekly inspiration for those who really could not hear it? What do you think?
Sure, that'll be fine. Unless they have some kind of telekinetic powers.
Okay.
I don't think they heard that one, so sure. Y'all ready? Cool.
All right.
Okay, this week's weekly inspiration is coming from Philippians 1 and 21. And it says, for me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. As we all know, on last Thursday, June the 25th, we lost a musical genius and icon, Michael Jackson. Many people took it hard. They suffered and cried, and some have been so hurt by his untimely death that they can't really even put into words how they feel. However, the scripture reminds us that death is really not a time to mourn and to be sad. It is the time to celebrate and to rejoice. In this scripture, the Apostle Paul is actually in jail, and he is writing to the church of Philippi. He wanted them to be encouraged and to remember that, you know, hey, for him to live here on earth is so that he can show Christ's love through him. And for him to die, if he died in jail, it wouldn't be anything but gain, because he will finally get to go live with Christ in his eternity. So let us not be sad for Michael Jackson or anyone that we have lost. Let us rejoice, because we know that they have gained eternity, and hopefully it's with Christ. Michael is no longer worried about his deals and shows and tabloids and lawsuits and fake friends, but he is resting peacefully. So we all should be happy for him, because now he has truly gained. And that is our weekly inspiration. Because it's a God in me. You know, that's my jam right there. Thank you so much. No, I'm just kidding. That's my song. What's up, D-Money?
Hello.
All right, here we go. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Lord.
That's right, that's right. Well, to finally get the show started, about 10 minutes later, you know, those of y'all who, you know, that has really been keeping up with us, you know that me and Tori, we had our little event that went on last week, or last Friday.
Yes.
And very good. We had a great time. Me and Tori, we went out, we did our thing, and we had a great time. Right, right, Tori?
We had a blast. Thank you to all the wonderful, beautiful people in Wilson, North Carolina. It was such a beautiful event. It really, really was. It touched my heart to see the community, you know, come out like that. That was awesome. I loved it. I really did.
That's right. So, Diane, what's going on with you?
Not a whole lot. I get to go on, well, not vacation, but I'm off work from July 3rd through the 13th, so that's what I'm looking forward to.
Have I got my invite to the beach yet?
yeah, all of you do. Exactly, I was just talking about that tonight.
I love
wow,
you.
That is what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely have our invites on. She gave me my iPad back, because I haven't been out there yet, but I'm going to get out there, don't you worry. But that's what's going on, y'all. That's what's going on. So tonight, everybody did tune in for the MJ Monday. This is MJ Monday. We're definitely going to be, you know, just remembering Michael. You know, he's an icon. He's a king of pop, but he's so much more than that. You know, he was, you know, somebody's brother. You know, somebody's son. So we're just gonna, you know what I'm saying? Like, just give a tribute to him. So we're gonna get that popping. We want to let all our callers, you know, and fans to know, definitely call in if you have any requests of songs that you may want to hear from Michael. If we have it, we'll definitely play that for you. That number is 646-200-3136. And also, you know, if you have any comments or any memories of Michael, you know, maybe you've been to his concert, you met him, you know, call us. We want to hear all those stories. Tonight is all about Michael, 2-hour special.
Right.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, really, to sum up, Michael, you can't do it in 2 hours, but hey, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take this 2 hours and we're going to do what we can do. Make it do what we do. And so that's what we're going to do. So,
I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
That's right. So to start things off tonight for the MJ Monday, we're actually going to play a song from Michael's, his first single, whenever he went solo on his own. It's called Ben. This is off the album Ben, which was back in 1972, his first song when he went solo. So that's what we're going to play for you right now. So ladies and gentlemen, kids and girls and boys and all that, this is Ben from Michael Jackson.
Found what we were looking for.
Chicago.
Oh. Missed that, baby. Oh, yes, it did.
Oh, boy. So that was Ben from Michael Jackson. That was his first solo song that he made when he went solo. That was back in 1972. So guys, what are some memories y'all have about Michael Jackson? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever somebody says Michael Jackson to y'all, like, what do y'all think?
Wow, I know. I was thinking about that earlier today, like my first memory of Michael Jackson. And then it dawned on me that I really don't remember not knowing who Michael Jackson was. I think, gosh, that's such a hard question. Probably my fondest memory would be when the Michael Jackson Dolls came out. That's aging me. They came out right around the same time that the Thriller jackets and the Beaded jackets and all them came out. And for Christmas, I was a little perturbed with my mom because I didn't get a Michael Jackson doll. And I was just, you know, I was excited about it. I got a Beaded jacket that Christmas, so I was excited about the Beaded jacket. But I was a little perturbed, and then my grandparents came over to visit, and my granddaddy had me two Michael Jackson dolls. So big up to Grandpa for those two MJ dolls. So that will probably be my fondest memory. I think every child around my age at that time thought that was going to be our boyfriend when we grew up. But
I was so
crazy about Michael Jackson. When I was little, so that'll probably be like my fondest memory of MJ. So that's mine.
Well, Tommy, I know that you was like really fond of his style because like didn't you buy like the skinny jeans, you know, like that Michael got? I'm serious. No.
Tommy, you ain't buy them skinny jeans like MJ.
I ain't seen a pair of skinny jeans in size 40.
But you know what, but like the thing to me is, I mean, it's something whenever you have so much respect, you know, like so many people know you, like the whole world know you, that whenever, you know what I'm saying, you do pass away or whatever, it's like the whole world stops. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's how I want to be when I die.
Oh, you will be.
You will be. Right, the whole world will stop for you when you die.
You're going to wake up and be like, Jesus, how you get here, Lord?
my girl, Yada, you're down in ATL now. Yada, how was, you know what I'm saying, people acting in ATL whenever they heard the news that he passed away? I mean, you know what I'm saying, how was Atlanta?
Well,
they start doing drive-bys. Shut up.
Not quite. It's mixed emotions. I got a lot of feedback. You know, I've listened to the music. I went to the store a few minutes ago. Everybody's playing the song. And then you had people that kind of, you know, didn't want to get sad and just wanted, you know, him to rest, you know, and everything. But I would like to back up a little bit because in 1993 or 94, I went to a concert here at the Omni. And Michael
Ooh.
And it was awesome. And I can remember as we were leaving, he threw his hat from the car, and everybody was running and going crazy and all of that.
Wow.
So Atlanta loves Michael.
Exactly.
So you actually got to see MJ perform live?
Yes, they did the Heal the World. Everybody was on the stage.
Wow.
People were there. It was wonderful. So, yes, I did.
That is such a huge accomplishment. Wow.
Yeah, so we're really jealous of you right now.
I mean, like, straight hating. I was already hating earlier because you skinny. Now I'm really hating. You see, you know, them skinny girls get out of love. But now I'm really hating.
You silly.
So
all right, so we're going to get back into the Michael for all of the fans out there. Again, if you want to call in and give us your memories of Michael or any requests of a song from Michael that you would like to hear, I mean, definitely call us in. We'll definitely try to play it if we got it. The number is 646-200-3136. So right now we're going to get a little bad We're going to Bad by Michael Jackson. This is from his Bad album, which was out in 1987. So everybody, this is Bad by Michael Jackson. Definitely bad. What do y'all say, so?
Wow. Oh my goodness. Z-Fly, that brought back so many memories.
I mean, I know, doesn't it? I mean, his music does bring back memories.
Wow.
It's kind of like, I remember I was like this age. I remember I was sitting in front of the TV wearing this, trying to do the dances. Wow.
Because if I'm not mistaken, that came from the movie Moonwalker. Because I remember at the beginning of the scene, because, you know, it was like it was a video inside of a movie. But if I'm not mistaken, I used to be scared because you remember at the beginning they were picking on Mike.
Yeah.
In the little mini movie, they were like picking on Mike and messing with him like the thugs was, and I was like, oh my God, they're gonna beat Mike up. You know, I'm looking at them, looking at Mike, bam, Mike, you know. So I remember being little, like, oh my God, they're gonna beat Mike up. And then when he went in there, he changed, because wasn't Wesley Snipes like the thug in that movie, in that video? I'm thinking so. So if you think Wes was nice against MJ, you know, you know, so as a little girl, I was like, oh, my goodness. I was so scared for Mike. But then he came out. Then he went into the little thing, the little parking garage, and he just put it on him. So that was, I sure do remember that. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I was such a Rudy Poo back then.
You
but, yeah, that was a hot joint right there.
I love the street dancing fight scenes. Those are
yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, yes. Oh man, you know. After, you know, I can't even think about it. I might start crying. But you know what?
Please, oh
yeah, I just said that. But we're gonna keep the party going. We're gonna keep on with the music. We're gonna go into "Don't Stop Until You Get Enough" by Michael. That was,
damn.
That's right. That was in 1979. That was from the Off the Wall album that he put out. That's right. "Don't Stop Until You Get Enough." Definitely, just let everybody know that our chat is open, so if you want to go into chat and leave us any messages, I'll definitely check them and, you know, read them out online over there. Also, go to our MySpace. Our MySpace is open, www.myspace.com/realhotfresh is how we keep it. So we're going to go into "Don't Stop Until You Get Enough." Y'all know how we do.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like that.
Thank you.
Make you wish I could dance. Oh, make me wish I could dance. You know, you just be moving your head like, dang, I wish I could dance.
Oh, my God. That was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by MJ. That's off his Off the Wall album, which was produced or published in 1979. You are tuned in to Keeping It Really Hot All Summer Long, special edition. We're having a two-hour special for our boy, Michael Jackson, who did pass last Thursday. Very tragic. But you are listening to your boy Z-Fly here. We got a girl, Yada, got D-Money, Tori D, and last but never least, Smooth T. But you know, one thing about Michael Jackson that amazes me is just how he has so many number one hits. You know, hit after hit after hit. The man was definitely global,
Genius.
I know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and then like it's funny because you know whenever you think about his music, and then like some of the artists today, you know what I'm saying? They try to sample his music. You know, try to sample his moves. You know, I mean, yeah, they can't do it like Mike, but they're going to try.
Most definitely. I think the only artist that's probably come close as far as movement, I think Neo's voice is a dead-on mic. His voice is dead-on, but I think Chris Brown has the movement the best.
Yeah.
Now, everybody, you know, ain't nobody been on a Chris Brown bandwagon, but I've been the type that's been a supporter of both of them the whole time. You know, hey, they're young, whatever. You know, I was young, I did whatever. But I definitely think Chris Brown, closest I've ever seen to movement-wise, but voice, Neo is a dead-on voice.
Well,
I was really impressed last night.
Yeah, did you see him and Jamie Foxx do I'll Be There?
Yes, but the performance that impressed me was the one where he did solo. I mean, if you listen to his voice, I was like, go on, Neo, that's my new cousin.
But you know, but now, me personally, I kind of wish that, then again, her voice is about gone too, but I kind of wish on that I'll Be There that they would have threw him Mariah Carey, because I like,
exactly,
you know, her version of that. You know what I'm saying? I like her version of that song, but like I said, her voice got gone, so I'm just going to get them notes, but you know.
I thought the same thing. Yes, I was like, why in the world didn't Mariah Carey, and that dude she sung it with, he killed it. And he's famous too. What is his name? I can't think of his name. It's not Kevin or something like that, but he's awesome too. I was like, dang, they should have let Mariah Carey do that. Because she did such a beautiful job at that song. But if you remember that video of the song you just played, it was like back in the day. But remember, Michael was dancing, and then like two other Michaels came up and danced with him.
Uh-huh.
And that is just like so cool in retrospect, thinking about seeing that video. It's like, dang, that was, you know, back then. You know,
right.
They can have T-Pain and all them got about 1,000 of them popping out of elephants and all types of stuff now. But, you know, back then it was like, wow.
Yeah. So Diane, whenever you was growing up, were you ever a big Michael Jackson fan?
Yes and no. My oldest sister was. Like, I remember, like, having Michael Jackson on vinyl, like, which I thought was pretty awesome. And I remember when I was, I guess, 7, like, My middle sister and I both had purses that had Michael Jackson on them, and like one was black and one was red, and we'd like fought over them all the time. I'm much more into old school Michael Jackson than anything he'd done.
Right.
I mean, I like what he did recently, but old school Michael Jackson is in Jackson 5. You betcha.
Yeah.
You know, that's the stuff that I really
like. I'm with you on that, D-Money. I'm definitely more into the old school Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, that's for sure.
Well, I took
Say it again?
No, I was going to say, like, I take, I go to the gym, like, every day, and, like, I take this one class called Zumba. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. But
yes,
it's like
Lord,
this part,
YMCA.
It's like a cardio dance class, and tonight, like, it was pretty cool, because, like, the warm-up that she did was to Beat It, and it was Michael Jackson and Fergie.
Wow.
Yeah. It was actually pretty cool. I was like, huh, that's different. So,
Well, he had actually just recorded music with T-Pain. He had recorded music with Akon and a couple of other, the other new and up and comings. This was just so untimely. You know, he had so many plans, and let me not say it was untimely because God's time. You know what I mean? But it was unexpected for us. You know, like say for example, we never want to forget Farrah Fawcett because I've been trying to buy wigs like her hair for years. So we never want to forget her, but when you think about the fact that she was sick for so long, in the back of your mind, you knew, okay, well, one day we're going to hear the sad news. And, you know, our love goes out to her family as well. Never want to take anything away from her. But with this, it was just kind of like, wow. You know, you just, you know, his tickets sold out in 2 hours, you know, 750,000 tickets. So nobody in the world would have ever guessed this.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So it was so, you know.
Well, he did a press conference, and he did a press conference back in March, and it was just how lively he was and so ready for this tour. And he's always like, "Just wait until July. Just wait until July. It's gonna be great." And he was supposed to collaborate with so many people, and it's just hard to just imagine. Like when I had first heard about it, like I had seen it on TMZ, and like TMZ is not really very, you know, valid all the time. So I was like, no, I'm like, they have it wrong. They have it wrong. And then it was just blown up everywhere. And I was just, it was shocking. It was very shocking.
Well, let me ask y'all this. How do y'all feel about the media? Because say, like, for example, let's say he had not passed away. Y'all know how that, you know, they pretty much bashed him a lot of times. And, you know, he was in the media a lot. So how do you guys feel about how now, you know, there's this rush and pour of love and concern and consideration? Do you all feel like it's genuine, or do you feel like they're doing it because it's, I guess, the right thing to do? Like, do y'all have an opinion on that?
Oh, yeah, definitely I do. I definitely, you know what I'm saying, I was actually thinking about that, you know, the other day, and actually whenever he, you know, the day when he passed, I mean, I'm not gonna speak for everybody, but I do think for a lot of people, you know, it might not be as genuine because just like you said, you know, people were really just dogging him, you know, how he looked, how he sounded, you know, like some of the things he did, you know, supposedly did to the children, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, as soon as he, you know, passed away, then it's like, oh, man, I'm really going to miss him. I love his music. He was this. You know, I don't like people like that. I mean, you know, it's sad that, like, whenever somebody, that someone has to pass away just for you to really want to. Exactly.
Yeah, just to get appreciated. But it's like that with most artists. If you look at the Van Goghs and the, you know, all the different type of artists, for some reason, even when you look at Tupac and Biggie, some a death as recent as those, it's like people don't understand or respect their genius until they're actually gone. And I just think that this culture, period. And we have to break away from that. And I like the way that a lot of shows, MTV does this a lot, BET does this a lot, VH1 does it a lot. Nowadays, they're starting to honor the artists while they are alive and can see the people on stage, you know, repping their music. You know, when they do the little hip-hop honors and, you know, they give out all types of awards because he was somebody that, you know, you just say, I wish he would have known how much the world really did care about him and love him in spite of all the stuff that he did. And, I mean, none of us can sit here and say he didn't do some wacky stuff. But we loved him anyway. It's just like a big brother that may do wacky stuff. That don't mean you don't love him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if that was the case, my family show wouldn't love me because I do all kinds of wacky
And I think it's unfortunate.
Hello?
We got a call.
Hold on, Yada.
Okay.
Hello, where y'all get that? Hey. Carla, are you on the line with Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh? Are you there?
Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hello? All right.
Hey.
All right. How y'all doing?
Hey. All right. Hey. Can you say your name for us?
I'm on the click to talk. My name's Jay Knox. I'm in the chat room right now.
Okay. How you doing?
Hey, I just chimed in. I chimed in right now.
Do you want to comment tonight?
Before I can comment, I got to catch hand on to what you guys talking about. I know about MJ. You know.
Right. Do you have any comments to share about him?
yeah, like any memories or anything. Basically, we're just having like a 2-hour special for, you know, Michael Jackson, playing his music, getting fans, you know, comments, memories, anything that, you know, about Michael that you want to share with the rest of the world.
Well, I can go a lifetime talking about how inspirational he was on everybody, and we all know that. At the same time, I mean, he's a very inspirational person. People, and they, you know, a lot of cats in their childhood want to be like Michael Jackson. You know, he had a very strong spirit. You know, and I just, you know, more what I'm trying to say is like, just God bless him, rest in peace.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to say, you know, transfer over to paradise. God's going to be good to you, and it's all good.
So I got the question.
And finally in peace right now, and you're getting peace. That's all I have
exactly.
to say.
How did, so whenever you heard he had passed on Thursday, you know, how did it affect you?
Well, it affected me a whole lot, man. I mean, honestly, man, to tell you the truth, I mean, I shed some tears. You know, I'm a man. I cried, homie.
Exactly.
I really did. It was upsetting to me. I mean, it was like when you was a child, Michael Jackson was something that uplifted your spirit. He made you happy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He made you happy, and he made you want to be, I want to be like Michael Jackson. And then, like, growing up as a child, when you have that kind of icon in your life, and it hurts you.
And then, like Tori D said earlier, you know, it was so unexpected. And, you know, for a lot of people, just unbelievable, because kind of like what you said, you know, a lot of people grew up with Michael. You know, he was, like, in the Jackson 5, and then he goes solo. And then, you know, it's kind of like, you know, whenever you see him on TV and going to his concerts, you really do grow up with these artists. You know, like, a lot of people was, like, you know,
yeah.
A lot of people, you know, they thought, like, people was crazy whenever they was crying. They was like, you know, why are they crying? You know, they never even knew him. But it's not really the point of knowing him physically. I mean, you can really grow up with a person, you know, without seeing them, you know, because, you know, with, like, the newspapers and media, you know, we see what's going on in his life, you know, his music. I mean, that's basically how you grow up with him. So, you know.
You know, one thing I tripped off of was that a lot of people talk about, they say, you know, the industry has lost a lot. You know, I heard that so much the other day when I was, like, listening to, like, what people have to say about MJ dying. And it kind of hurt me. Because, like, you know, what music industry lost, what about his mother?
Right. Yeah.
The man has a mother.
Right.
You know, we got to go back to, you know, and when I thought about that, you know, because I went through some situations before in my life where I almost lost my life. And it's like, you know, how does the mama feel? The mother.
Right.
It's a pair of things, you know. She hurt. I mean, we cannot muster up no energy to feel how his mother feels about the loss of her child. His accomplishments are what they are. Losing a child, he's still a child to her. I don't care how old that man is, because that's how I did with my mama. I'm a grown man. I'm still her baby.
That's how we all are. Trust me, it's true.
Yeah. But the loss of a child is tremendous.
That's true.
Wow.
That's my take on that, you guys.
But we thank you so much for calling in and giving us your comment. And, you know, MJ, you know, he will live on forever, you know, through his music, you know, through all of his work that he's given us, you know. So we just want to thank you so much for calling in and giving us your thoughts.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to be here listening.
All right, that's right.
That's
keep
right, keep it real high fresh. Thank you for hanging around me too long, yo.
All right, y'all, that's what's up. So what we're going to do is we're going to get back into the music of MJ. Please stick with us. We still have like an hour and 11 minutes still going on of MJ partiness going on. We're going to get into some, They Don't Really Care About Us. You know, I love that song from Michael. I love that beat in it. So definitely stay up for that. We got some Michael coming up. Also, we got D's Dish coming up a little bit later. Y'all don't want to miss D's Dish. I don't want to miss that. So stay tuned for that. And like I said, right now, we have They Don't Really Care About Us by Michael. This was off of his History album, which was
released in 1995. I love the 90s. Good years. Good years.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yay.
sure to make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turned up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? I saw us disregard a broken bottle top and one man's soul.
Cause they got no place to be. That's the one.
Now, I know y'all remember that. I know
oh,
y'all
yes.
remember that.
With that shiny outfit on, baby. Yes, honey.
If y'all been listening to the last two songs, that was Man in the Mirror. That's off of Michael's Bad album, very bad album. Bad meaning good, though. And that was released in 1987. And the last song you just heard, Rock With You, was released 1979 off the Wall album. So that's what it is. If you ain't got them, if you don't have them, y'all better go get them. Better go get them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're really
I took the Michael Jackson song quiz, which Michael Jackson song are you today, and I was Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. So
you go, girl.
That's right. Now, Smooth T, Michael Jackson, you know, he's not a young blood, you know what I'm saying? He's not the young blood, he's not Tupac, but what are your memories of Michael Jackson growing up?
Well, considering what you just played, I was 1 year old when it came out.
Are you serious?
That's that baby heart.
I had to grow up and then go back because my aunt
is a
Michael Jackson fan. So
that's right. Yeah, you had to go out to the moonwalk, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, I remember Thriller the most. When
yeah.
I first saw that, I was like,
yeah,
I love that video. And then
yeah,
they took it out there.
Exactly. To me, I think, people who may wasn't a Michael Jackson fan before, whenever they heard Thriller, I mean, they were definitely a Michael Jackson fan then, because Thriller was, it was something. I mean, I remember, I don't know what age I was, but I remember I was scared. I could not watch that video. I had to go I had to go maybe 6 or 7 or somewhere around there. I could not watch Thriller. I mean, did y'all see your faces? I would have nightmares.
Yeah, we had Thriller, the making of Thriller. That was my
thought. I was very young. I could not watch that. I just couldn't do it.
That's why they took it out the air because the video was scaring little kids. And Michael Jackson was like, he didn't want to scare nobody.
That's right.
Oh, my bad.
Man, that was crazy because I know y'all got to remember trying to learn all them moves because as soon as you heard that music, you know, your neck was popping. Honey, I'm telling you, me, my cousin, Shireen, that's what I remember with the most. My cousin Shireen, Khaki, all them, we would be, like, lined up when that video came on. I'm telling you, we was his extra mommies.
Okay.
When that video came on, we was the one. That was the joint right there.
And then, you know, I want all the young people to know that the original Pop and Lock came from Michael, okay? He
exactly.
That's right. He did the Pop and the Lock. Just let you know. It didn't come from, you know, whoever doing it now, they got it from Michael. Just let you know.
It can't nobody Pop and Lock like MJ. It's like he was a literal robot. Can't nobody dance like MJ.
Watching the videos of the weekend, I was comparing him to his dancers, and he was doing something totally different. It was a whole other zone.
Even when you look back at the old, when they show like the old reruns of the Jackson 5, when you look at Mike, he just in his own world.
Yeah,
you know, Jack and him were hanging on, but he was, you know, they was, you know, all right, but Mike was just killing it. He really was.
He's something. But you know what? We're gonna keep the party going. We're gonna get some more information about Mike. And to help us with the information, we're going to go into what we call Dee's Dish, because Dee's Dish, you always serve us upright. So, Dee, what's going on your dish tonight?
Oh, well, of course, a lot of things. But one thing that I had read that I thought was pretty cool is that they're saying that there's like a secret musical library of over 100 songs that Michael Jackson did, and that he kept this secret library that he planned to release like after his death, but only for his children.
Oh.
And, it says he wants to leave them for his kids. It's a very personal legacy to them. And he wouldn't let them release them at all until now. But the only problem being is that with all of the death that they're speaking about, that may be the only way to pay off the debt is to release these songs, unfortunately.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
That's the dish.
So are you are they saying that he's responsible for the debt even though he's dead? I mean, help me, because my, you know, my folks are still really here. I've never been in that situation before.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's when you die, you have that large of an estate. There's a lot that has to be taken care of.
Oh, I had no idea. I just thought, like, you know, once he's dead, you know.
I'm dead. Don't call me in heaven talking about that light bill, honey, please.
Can you believe that?
They're talking like $400 million in debt is what they're saying.
Are you serious?
Oh my goodness.
Ridiculous amount. Yeah, they're saying it's a lot of money. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, people have probably upped stuff too and all kind of stuff because they know, you know, that they can get it. And that one was kind of hurtful about him passing and being in debt. You know what I mean? This is someone who is so, you know, has broke all type of records with record sales and concert sales, and then to die and still kind of be in debt, that was very hurtful.
But they live that marvelous lifestyle, and you got to pay for it.
And I think, I mean, his legal troubles were what cost him, like, all this debt, too, with all of, like, the courts and the lawyers and costing, unfortunately.
Because they said that last case cost him $20 million. You're exactly right. The last case cost him $20 million. So can you imagine?
No, not at all.
You know what? I would have somebody who's one of them kids upside the head.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
my. Well, everybody, that was these dish. Wow. That's, ouch. And now,
I mean, because you would think he'd be able to leave his kids like he had planned the world. You know, if he recorded these songs just for them, that's to make sure that they get taken care of essentially for the rest of their life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if now they're going to have to use that, I mean, do they have to use that? Let's go ahead and take that caller.
Oh, man. Okay, let's see what we got. All right, looks like we have a caller from the 843 area code. Okay. Keeping it real hot and fresh. Can you state your name for us?
This is Mr. Kelvin Brown.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Kelvin. How you
doing? Where are you calling from?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
So if you've been listening to the show, you know we're doing like a two-hour special for MJ. He passed on Thursday. So basically, you know, what are your thoughts and memories about whenever you think Michael Jackson, you know, what comes to your mind?
Well, he's been a great person. He's what you call an artist. And he's truly going to be missed. I actually started a fan page on Facebook. So I encourage everyone to go to Facebook and search the memorial page of Michael Jackson. Go on the page, forward it to your friends, and just put your comments on the page because he's truly going to be missed.
Yeah,
my heart goes to the family.
So as far as your fondest childhood memory of him, do you have one?
Yeah, when he sung ABC 123. That was one of my favorite songs.
And look, don't forget Rockin' Robin. Y'all can't forget that.
Oh, you cannot forget. I love that song. You know, I tried to hit those notes, and I couldn't hit them even as a child. I mean, he was up there. You know what I mean?
Cool. Yeah, we'll try
it
now.
He was killing it. Boy, stop. Yeah. As they say in the ATL, bless that. I want you to hit him, Tommy. I want you to hit him.
Oh, not Tommy. Yeah, he better laugh. But, you know, but Mr. Calvin, one more question for you. Earlier we was kind of talking about, you know, now since Michael has kind of passed, you know, a lot of people, you know, are very sad. But like, some of those people who are sad now could have been the same ones who, you know, could have, stoned him whenever he was alive. How do you feel about that situation?
I really feel like that as well. I feel like if you didn't like him before, why show that you like him now? Basically, I mean, to me, it's like you're being fake. So, I mean, if you didn't like Michael Jackson before, it shouldn't have to take, you know, for his death, I'm saying, to make you like him now. So, I mean, I liked him before he died, and I'm going to miss him now. He's, you know, I grew up to his music, so. Basically, I encourage everybody to keep it real, basically.
That's why. Hi, I'm freaking Fred.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well,
that
was
how y'all feel about it when they came out with that allegation about him, you know, doing a child molesting.
Oh, wow.
Well, I have no comments about that right now, honestly. Because, I mean, I don't think he did it, but, I mean, other people, you know, may think otherwise, but I don't think he did it.
Right.
Yeah, I think he
did. I just don't think he had a childhood, like a very good childhood, and I think he grew up just to, I think he just adored children, and I don't really think he did it either. I just think he may have done some things like sleeping in the bed with kids and stuff,
exactly.
And it just kind of was, I think to some people it was just crossing the line too much, but I just think he adored
wow.
children because he didn't have a childhood himself. His dad was a pretty awful person.
Right, I would have to agree with Diane.
Yeah.
Anytime that you're in the music industry, your life is obviously going to be, fast forward on your life.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes your death, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I don't think Michael did it. I really don't think he did it.
No, I would have to agree. I don't think he did either. But like Diane said, he put himself in compromising situations, not realizing that, you know, to other people, and, I mean, he admitted, you know, sleeping in the same bed with the kids, so it's not like we're saying something that he didn't say himself. But
right.
to other people, that may look a little weird or a little bit strange because maybe they did have a childhood or they don't like kids, you know, like that. But for him, I never think he would hurt a child, period.
Right.
I think that he adored them too much. He probably just didn't know how to separate, you know, the fact that he was a grown man. With these little kids, but hurt them. I don't think he had it in him to hurt a child. Period.
Right.
But I also think he clearly had some mental health issues that probably needed to have been dealt
Definitely.
With, you know, quite some time ago. So.
Have you all seen the movie American Dream? Because I mean, I know they've been playing it a lot, but that really does show in detail, you know, a lot of the things that went on with his childhood. And I mean, his father probably meant well because he wanted his kids to do better and be better, and that may have been all he knew. You know what I mean? But it definitely did a lot of damage to the kids the way that they were raised. And sometimes we have to realize as parents, if I can just interject this very quickly. That money is not everything. You have to raise your kids to chase things other than money and other than the bling bling and the cars and the this, that, and the other because in retrospect, I bet he wishes on his lucky stars that he had not have done that and maybe his children would still be alive and well today if he hadn't pushed so hard. At least they could have been, you know, kind of lived a normal life and not had so much hurt, pain, and disappointment. We all want our kids to do well, but, you know, you can't push too hard. That's all I'm trying to say.
In the same token, though, would he have made the impact that he made on us if he hadn't have been pushed so hard? I don't think the impact that has been made, you know, it's like it's just bad.
It's kind of like a catch-22, but at the end of the day, I would much rather have had him be happy than me have a couple of tunes to listen to and, you know, somebody to admire. I could have admired, you know, anybody. It's plenty of artists that we have admired, you know, aside from Michael Jackson that may have not been as miserable and lonely. I mean, sometimes when you look at him, he just looks like so lonely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like he didn't have a friend in the world and like everybody around him was really around here for him for something. And that's a hurtful feeling to know that every single person around you wants something, you know, out of you.
Well,
so, I would definitely trade that for him having a happy life, you know.
Surely.
What were you saying, Mr. Calvin?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say anything. I was agreeing with everything that we were just saying this morning.
Okay. But Calvin, we definitely want to thank you for calling in and giving us your thoughts and memories of Michael. Thank you so much. And remember to keep it real hot and fresh and continue to listen to the show because we've got a lot more coming up for you, okay?
Have
thank
a good
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
But you know what, y'all made some very good points. We're going to get into some of those points right after a few more songs. I got a little treat for Tori D there. Got some rock and robin for her.
There you go. I'm here setting up for y'all.
So we're going to get into rock and robin. This was now this was definitely, you know, during the Jackson 5. But you can now find, you know, more on the CD these days. They made an ultimate collection of some of the Jackson 5 CDs, some of his, you know, some of their best hits. You can find it on the Ultimate Collection. That was released in 1996. So go to your nearest Target, Walmart, and pick up the Ultimate Collection of the Jackson 5 if you don't got it. But right now, we're going to get into some more jams from Mike J. And to start off, we got Tori D's Rockin' Robin.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
Wow.
There are people dying.
Okay.
Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the change. We all are part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the
joints we make.
Listen to Keeping It Really Hot and Fresh All Summer Long. That was We Are the World by Michael Jackson, released in 1985. Now we're going to go into some Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Hey.
Just fight it. It doesn't matter who's broke up.
you're keeping it really hot all summer long, special edition with your real hot and freshest host on the online radio station. I mean, anywhere. You won't find any other hot host like us. Ain't that right, people? Ain't that right? And it, I mean,
hey,
how did
that
That was needed. That was needed from Michael's Thriller album, which he released in 1982. Now, you know, now that song right there, I really liked the hook in there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I remember just, I was just singing that hook, you know, just back and forth. I mean, that, I mean, it's really catchy. Really catchy. Don't y'all think so? Yeah, thank you.
I think that real. That rip when he first comes on, that does it for me. Because I'm like a musical person. That rip, as soon as you hear that rip, I don't care where you hear it, because Guns N' Roses did a song not too long ago and put that rip in it. Anyway, I'm a big Guns N' Roses fan too, y'all. Okay. So anyway, you hear that rip, you know that's MJ. That rip was so hot.
Time to dance.
You got that right. Now, we definitely want to get back into the music. However, I just want to really quick just get everybody's thoughts on, of course, you know, yesterday was the, I don't know which annual, but it was the BET Awards yesterday. And, you know, Michael did die on Thursday, so, you know, it was Sunday. So they had like 3 days to kind of add in some Michael. How do y'all think they did? Because, you know, I heard a lot of yays. I heard a lot of nays, and I heard a few yays. I mean, me personally, I would have liked to have seen more of Michael, but then again, you know, they were working on a 3-day and then maybe not even a whole 3-day period.
Right.
So how do y'all think they pulled that off?
I can't believe they did.
You can't believe they did. Y'all said you liked it?
I did. I was pleased with what I saw.
That's cool.
Right.
Me personally, it was cool. I don't know. I guess I guess it's kind of weird because you know the BET Awards, you know, it was already set, but and then you know Michael died on Thursday, so you know I'm pretty sure you know a lot of people was thinking that you know it was gonna be more of a tribute to Michael. I guess you know for some people you know they didn't really seem to care about you know the Lil Wayne's or the Soulja Boy. You know I mean even though you know they I guess still need their part, but I think from a lot of people they just wanted to see like more. You know, tributes to Malcolm. I mean, Malcolm. Michael. More tributes to Michael.
We love Malcolm too.
Malcolm.
By any means necessary.
But Tommy, you didn't ever catch the BET Awards, did you?
Nope, I did not see it.
Oh, you're not fun.
That's because he's in Arizona and they don't play it in Arizona.
Oh, wow.
You know, they don't even want to celebrate the MLB.
I was actually watching the 106 in Park on the red carpet. I mean, not red carpet, but on the carpet in the beginning. But something came up and I had to, you know, do some things.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, I actually did get to catch it, and I watched it from beginning to end, and I just have to applaud BET because they had 2 days. I know how it is to put a production together, then at the last minute, something like this, so unexpected happened. I would have liked to have seen, and I know y'all tired of me saying Chris Brown. I promise y'all that it's not my cousin. But I would have loved to have seen a Chris Brown, a Marion, Genuine, somebody get out there and dance, because that's what he is known for. You know, so I don't know if it would have been too much I don't think so, though, because with them being masters of the craft, you know, all these young cats out here that are dancers, they could have just had an all-around, you know, in a ring, you know, dance off and just watch everybody. You know what I mean? Watch it, because that's what, look at how many videos Michael Jackson had dance offs in. You know what I mean?
I mean,
so he was known not only for being a genius with music, but I would have loved to have seen something like that go down and everybody just do their own. And we're not just saying the guys, because Ciara is bad. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, dancing. Yes, I know.
You know, Beyonce can dance. So you got a lot of the divas out there, too, that can dance. Lil Mama, that can dance as well. So they all, you know, I was thinking it was going to be more so about that. And, you know, I have to applaud them because it was last minute, and they did the best that they could. I just, you know, wish they would have maybe incorporated some other acts other than the Neo and the Jamie Foxx. Now, y'all have to give it to Jamie Foxx on that moonwalk.
Jamie Foxx.
He did very good. He was very good.
I love him. And when he did that move, even when he tripped and kept on going and started pulling himself back,
that was awesome.
I was like,
that
look
was
at
awesome.
That nut. Because, baby, I couldn't moonwalk to the bathroom.
No, you stupid. If you want to call in and get some comments or memories in, please give us a call, 646-200-3136. And also our MySpace, myspace.com/realhotfresh. It's open. Leave comments there. And the Blog Talk Radio chat is open. So definitely, you know, hit us up, let us know, and we will get you in. Yada, were you going to say something? Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you were going to say
well,
something.
A lot of people got to understand is the BT Awards is already planned out. And they
right,
run with
exactly.
The time,
we understand it.
The time limit. So for them to incorporate any more things into the show, they have to cut other parts of the show out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they did cut a lot of it out.
So you have to tip your hat to them because they did a good job. Even though I didn't watch it, from what y'all were saying, they did pretty good to have cutting people's acts out just so they can put Michael Jackson in there.
And then then it was 4 hours, so you know it did go over hours, so you know they did add a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and like I said, you know I have to commend them 110% with it being you know the very last minute. They did the best that they could. Now, I'm sure if they had more time to plan, who knows? You know, I was kind of mad at Marlon Wayans for giving away that New Edition was going to be there. You know, they had Bobby up there, too. So when he kind of spilled the beans before the show, I was like, I could just oops him outside of here right now. But, you know, that was a surprise, and I was happy to see New Edition up there, all six of them, you know, kind of give their tribute. So that was a special moment. But I think I would have to give them, if it's a yay or nay, definitely a yay because, you know, they really didn't have time to do a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they did the best they could. I was so proud to see and so happy because we're not even going to get on Joe Jackson and his red carpet comments last night. So I was so happy to see Janet come out there and actually say, you know, I'm here to represent for the family. You know,
mm-hmm.
And remember that this is our, you know, family, our brother, and not just,
right.
You know, MJ to us. So
that's
that
right.
Was good.
We do have 20 more minutes for the show now. Of course, everybody know you definitely can't get all of Michael's hits in 20 minutes, but we're going to do what we can do. But I know one thing. I know one hit we better get in there because if we don't, we might hear some. We might get some bad letters, some bad emails, and that's Thriller. We're definitely going to throw Thriller in there because we know that that's a hot joint that everybody loves. But before we get into Thriller, we're going to get into some PYT because I love that beat.
Yes!
So.
Now, y'all don't know this, but Michael wrote that for me. Because trust me, I am a pretty young thing.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Is that right? Okay, well, we're going to see. So this is PYT off of his Thriller album, which was released in 1982.
Time, we can take it right, here's the city, we can thirst of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
You know, I know y'all were jamming today. I know y'all mad. Had to cut a little bit short. We are 10 minutes down to the show. We have two more songs for you. One is a dedication for Michael. But before we get into that, I want Tommy to tell everybody how his mama was actually one of the monsters in the Thriller video. Tell all about it, Tommy. You know, she had an ugly face. You know, Tommy, tell about, you know, your mama was in it.
It was your mama.
No, your mama, she was a monster, but she didn't need no mask. She had a mask.
Now, don't you talk about my auntie. My auntie was with me this weekend. So, wait a minute, God darn it.
Oh, my bad. Let me stop. But everybody, that was Thriller. I said my bad. That was Thriller. Now, I know y'all know Thriller off the Thriller album that was released in 1982. That's definitely a hit.
82?
We're definitely 10 minutes down to the show. Now, our next song is what I would like to say, a dedication from us here at Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh, and then all of Michael's fans. I definitely think that, you know, this is a song that we should definitely dedicate to him, and this is called Gone Too Soon. So, definitely Gone Too Soon. So, this is Gone Too Soon by Michael Jackson.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon. The
That's what's gone too soon. So what do y'all think about that?
Yeah, that's definitely a reflection of what has happened.
Yeah.
He's definitely gone too soon. Bless his heart.
He is. We're actually 6 minutes down to the show. We have one more song that we hear it feel that Michael would dedicate to us. But before I get into that, what are everybody's final thoughts for the show?
Well, I guess my final thoughts, I started off on the big mouth of the bunch. First of all, we want to give it up to the DJ for tonight. Z-Fly, you did your thing and that research, and I'm so proud of you. I'm over here, you know, just glowing because you did your thing on the ones and twos tonight. So we have to give it up. It's okay. It's all good, though, because we fought through all that, so that's what's up. But
yeah.
As far as MJ, we grew up on him. He will forever be thought of and loved. And I like to think of Michael Jackson as, you know, how reggae cultures probably think of Bob Marley. You know what I mean? He'll never, ever be duplicated. We love him. And that's just it. That's my
how
final
about you,
thought. We love him.
I'm excited to be a part of the Michael Jackson movement. You know, I wasn't born until 1982, but every song that I've ever heard that he has ever done, there was something about it that I like. I think that he was so deep, and I just really will miss him, but I will continue to listen to the music.
Cool. Diane, what you got?
I just, you know, my thoughts go out to his whole family during this time, and, you know, his legacy will live on for a very long time.
Yeah. And Mr. Smooth Tea.
I find it amazing that we can still listen to his music today, and we love it just as much as it did when it came out before.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, it's just amazing to actually see a man who has just done so much. You know, he started out young. I mean, you know, he's been through so much in his life, but he accomplished so much, too. You know, he's been through the good, the bad, the worst, but, you know, he still kept, you know, moving even till the end. I mean, like kind of like what we said earlier, you know, he did seem kind of sad, and I think he was, I mean, I think he was lonely, and, you know, but he definitely left us something back here, his music, his, you know, all his material that he's done. We definitely appreciate him, and we'll always love him, and I think Michael will always, you know, he will always live on forever. So this last song for the evening, everybody, before we go, is something that I think that Michael will leave for us. You know, even though, you know, Thriller was a big hit, you know, Smooth Criminal was a big hit, I think that I think that Michael wouldn't leave us, you know, party songs, you know, to remember him by. I don't think he would leave us, you know, sad songs or whatever. I think if Michael was to leave us something, I think it would be something as far as, like healing the world, you know, because, you know, he was really big in charity. He was really big in children, you know, helping the world, bringing togetherness, bringing peace, you know. So I think if anything, you know, if Michael could leave us a message, I think it would, you know, be togetherness, you know, human being togetherness, you know, stop all the violence, stop all the crime, just come together, help each other, especially now that we're in a recession. I think he would definitely just tell us to help each other. So the last song of the evening is going to be Heal the World. I think that's a message that Michael would want to leave all his fans and everybody with. But before we go, we definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in, to keeping it real hot and fresh. We had a great show, great two-hour show. Thank you for the caller. Thank you for the listeners. Thank you for everybody. And MJ will always be remembered, and he lives on forever. And here is Heal the World from Michael Jackson. Now, hold on, let me tell y'all what it came off of, you know, for y'all who want to go out there and get it. Let me find it. All right, Heal the World came off of The Dangerous Item in 1991. And everybody have a great night. This is SSBN, Raleigh Durham, Chapel Hill. Keep it real hot and fresh next Monday.
All righty.
Thank you. think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter.